This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. House Democrats are moving swiftly to impeach President Donald Trump, accusing him of inciting an insurrection after last week's deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested after the attack. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. The House Majority Leader says the House could vote Wednesday on the impeachment resolution. Meantime, a Republican in the U.S. House of Representatives said he will join other lawmakers later today to introduce a resolution censuring President Trump over the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. Republican Representative Tom Reed said in the New York Times op-ed piece that he would also work to find ways for Congress to bar Trump from seeking federal office in the future. Concerns are growing that the rampage at the U.S. Capitol last week by extremists supporting President Trump may be the start of violent protests across the United States leading up to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. The FBI said in the bulletin that it has received information about an identified armed group intending to travel to Washington on January 16th. The FBI said they have warned that if Congress attempts to remove Trump via the 25th Amendment, a huge uprising will occur. While not commenting on these specific threats, other government agencies are taking steps to bolster security. The Department of Homeland Security announcing it is directing the U.S. Secret Service, normally tasked with presidential security, to start its inauguration operation this week. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote.